Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my video and podcast, The Master Key of Happiness, to live a completely peaceful, free, fulfilling, and prosperous life. A simple, fun, easy-to-do keys of success that, when mastered, give you the gift of complete liberation from the shackles of disappointment and regret that are keeping you from achieving the happiness, fulfillment, freedom, and prosperity that you desire, which are your birthrights as a divine creator of reality, with the complete power to literally create anything you desire to create that you can allow without resistance. So enjoy my video and podcast, The Master Key of Happiness. My name is Zakaran, and I help success-minded entrepreneurs achieve a success mindset to propel your life, your business, your relationships to unlimited heights of success to achieve the joy and freedom you desire. In my videos, podcasts, articles, and books available on my website at zakaran.com, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, and abundance and freedom that you desire. And I'd like to give you a free gift for checking out this video, The Top 10 Secrets of Success. Go to top10secrets.info to help you quickly and easily create and attract your dreams and desires into your physical reality. All right, here we go. The master key of happiness to live a completely peaceful, free, fulfilling, and prosperous life. The master key of happiness is to become a master of enjoying the delicious joys of being what you want to be, doing what you want to do, and having what you want to have in your life. But without actually having those things yet. Wrap your head around that one. And when you can master this powerful, fulfilling, and creative, and emotionally exciting state, where you are excited about your desires, excited about what can be and will be, etc., but you're not focused on the lack of what you want, and therefore feeling bad, that is when you can become truly free. Free from regret and shame and guilt and feelings of unworthiness and powerlessness and helplessness, etc., etc. And when you have mastered this state of fulfillment, where you are happy with what you have, but you're excited about what is to come, then you are vibrating in the most powerful state of creation, because you are in an allowing state, and now your desires can come to you. Because it is resistance and disappointment and regret, etc., that keeps them away. Your focus upon the lack of what you want, which makes you feel bad, is what keeps your desires from coming to you and enjoying the feeling of being, doing, and having what you want, even though you're not here yet. That is what brings your desires to you in a very powerful way. And your liberation, your freedom, your emotional contentment, your joy and happiness is completely dependent upon the development of this mastery. And the key that unlocks the door to this mastery is meditation, affirmations, and visualization. First, meditation, because meditation puts you in an allowing state. This is your absolute goal and focus with meditation, to just allow and give up the fight. Yes, a thoughtless state of complete allowance is nice, and this will come naturally with daily practice. But when you have achieved this thoughtless, blissful state of universal awareness, where you feel connected to everything and everyone, now is when inspiration flows in. The goal of meditation isn't necessarily to just become a mindless bliss bunny. That's only stage one. The goal really is to raise your vibration. And becoming a mindless bliss bunny raises your vibration. But when you raise your vibration, now divine inspiration can come in to your mind. This is where brilliant ideas come and amazing insights and solutions and business ideas and creative ideas and book ideas and movie ideas and artistic ideas and songs flow in. So when that happens, don't push those thoughts away and try to always reach some sort of mindless state. Just allow whatever thoughts come in to come in without judging them. We are thinking beings. We are desire beings. Do not block, hinder, or try to stop your thinking. Instead, put yourself in high vibrational states so that the thoughts that flow into you are wonderful, exciting, joyful, inspiring, and creative thoughts. That's where creation really comes into play. The design and goal of meditation and affirmations and similar processes are all designed to raise your vibration so you naturally think good feeling thoughts. They're not designed to be like some army to keep away bad thoughts. Never try to keep bad things away or try to keep bad thoughts away, because your focus upon bad things and bad thoughts only draws more bad things and bad thoughts to you. Instead, always focus on creating what you want, and you create what you want by putting yourself in a receptive state where your desires can now come to you. This very article/video/podcast was an inspiration I received from meditating. And not from meditating for hours and hours, but just by just entering a meditative state for no more than a minute. Because I can enter a state of meditation basically instantly. Just by sitting down with my cup of tea and closing my eyes and breathing deeply. And I can enter a meditative state so easily because I have practiced every day for decades. And in this high vibrational state where I instantly feel good because I'm allowing all that I am to be. And I am allowing my desires to come to me. The inspiration, the very title, and the first few paragraphs of this article came to me, and I started writing. So, this article is now part of my meditation. I may meditate more, or I may just keep writing. Doesn't matter. The point is, I'm just following my inspiration. So if you desire to create for yourself a state of peace and happiness and contentment and fulfillment, if you desire to even achieve a state of enlightenment and to create health and prosperity in your life, then your liberation lies in the mastery of this key of success. Your liberation lies in mastering the art of being happy with what you have and being excited about the creation and manifestation of your desires, even though you don't have them yet. And the first part of this mastery of being happy with what you have is not about trying to love and like everything that is unlovable and unlikable. The key with being happy with what you have is to only focus on appreciating those things in your life that are easy, I emphasize easy, to like, love, and appreciate. And just leave everything else alone. And mastering this first key helps you master the second key of being excited about your desires and enjoying the delicious, luxurious feelings of being, doing, and having what you want that is not here yet. And you accomplish this mastery by not focusing on what you don't like and don't want, and not focusing on the lack of what you do want. And instead, focusing first on what you do like and do love, and that is easy to appreciate that already exists, which helps you transition to enjoying the delicious joy of imagining and feeling your desires being here now. By mastering the art of appreciating what is working well and what you like and love, you create and attract more things that you like, love, and appreciate because they are a vibrational match. What you like, love, and appreciate that exists now in your physical reality that you've already created, that you've already attracted, will attract more things like those into your life that you like, love, and appreciate, such as your dreams and desires and the improvements that you want in your life on all levels. So the goal of meditation is not to turn you into a mindless, enlightened zombie who has no desires. Having no desires is not an enlightened state of being. Being at peace with your desires and embracing your desires and allowing your desires to come to you. Now that is an enlightened state of being. You have no resistance to anything. You have no resistance to desires. You have no resistance to creation, etc. You have no resistance. You are in an allowing state. That is the essence of enlightenment. Entering a mindless, thoughtless state to receive divine inspiration. That is a state of enlightenment. Enlightenment is not a permanent state of existence. No one ever on planet Earth has ever achieved a permanent state of enlightenment. That is not the goal of life. We are not here to escape this physical existence as if it is some form of punishment or limitation that we must surpass. You are in a state of enlightenment when you have mastered every step of what is in this article/video/podcast. When you're in an allowing and surrendered state where you have given up fighting to earn your worth and you're allowing yourself to feel connected to all life and the power of creation, and you're allowing yourself to feel your unlimited immense power and your worth, that is when you are in an enlightened state of being. When you're feeling inspired and amazing and creative ideas are flowing and you're reveling in the delicious joy of imagining and creating new and wonderful things in your life, you are in an enlightened state of being. When you're laughing and having fun and you're appreciating anything or anyone or nature, etc., you are in an enlightened state of being. A mindless, thoughtless state of meditation is a powerful state of existence because you are then finally in a state of allowance, a state of non-resistance. So, meditation is a powerful state of existence for sure, but there's nothing more powerful than a state of inspiration and excitement, because then you are an active creator of reality, not just a passive creator of reality, as in a mindless state of meditation. The real point of meditation is to make your life a state of active meditation. Your goal is to become an inspired creator of reality, where you allow everything and everyone to just be how they are and do what they want to do and think how they want to think, because you understand that it is a futile waste of your creative power and your energy to try to change what already exists. And you understand that your unlimited and efficient use of your creative power is to create new stuff, not try to manipulate and change or kill off or judge or condemn and try to change the old stuff. So this brings us back around to the ultimate point of this enlightening dissertation, which is your freedom, fulfillment, and happiness is dependent on your ability to appreciate what is easy to like, love, and appreciate, and your ability to enjoy the delicious excitement of creating your desires and manifesting your desires into your physical reality without noticing the lack of their physical existence yet. You gotta get off on the vibrational existence of things and the feeling of things and let go of your addiction to the physical existence of things. And the key to this mastery is to make feeling good the most important thing. Because it feels bad to think about the lack of what you want, and it feels bad to think about what you don't like and don't want, because in those instances, you are blocking the flow of creation. That's why it feels bad. You're blocking what you want to come to you. You're resisting your own desires, and that will always feel bad. And you especially feel bad because you're thinking in the opposite direction as your own God source, your own God presence, who is always 24/7 focused on improvement. Your source self is always 24/7 focused upon your dreams and desires, because you as source, God, Goddess, all that is, whatever you want to call it, already is and is doing and has your dreams and desires vibrationally. You as God source are already being, doing, and having what you want. Your source self has already become every single dream and desire for improvement that you have ever had vibrationally. So you have asked, and source has already answered your prayers. The rest is up to you. And the key to creating those desires into your physical reality, the key to creating desires, ideas, inspirations from just an idea, just a thought into physical reality, well, I've just given you all the keys to do that. Your liberation is at hand, young Jedis. Your freedom is here now. Your prosperity is here now. Your health and vitality is here now. Your joy and happiness is here now. And all you have to do to create these things in your life, into your physical reality, is master the art of allowance and inspiration. Master the art of meditation to help you master allowance and surrender. And this will lead you to the mastery of inspiration, which will lead you to become an active creator who is excited about life, not trying to conquer life as if there are enemies to vanquish and you must, you know, somehow wrestle life to the ground to get what you want. There are no enemies. No one can stop you from creating anything that you want in your life except yourself. And master the art of affirmation and visualization so that your life becomes a positive affirmation of the manifestation of your desires. And every day your focus is upon the vision of your dreams and desires. And these dreams and desires just naturally manifest into your life as an expectation, as no big deal, as just a natural part of your existence as a powerful creator of desire. And then your life becomes a powerful inspiration for others because they see that if you can do it, so can they. And now you and the people around you prosper, and together you co-create wonderful things together. And things in your life and the people around you just get better and better and better, and your life just gets more fun and more fun and more happy and more prosperous with ever-expanding feelings of love. This is the life you signed up for. This charmed, magical, abundant, joyful, prosperous, adventurous life is the life you came here to live. You did not come here to struggle, to prove your worth to some mythical, vengeful, selfish God. You're here as the unique divine expression of God, Goddess, all that is that you truly are, for the joy and fun of creation, and as a natural side benefit to experience growth and expansion. But that is just a given. Growth and expansion is not your purpose in life. Joy and fun is your purpose in life. So start bloody having fun already. Start enjoying this magnificent adventure of creation and start delighting in your unlimited awesome power as you create your desires into existence, as you miraculously and magically turn your thoughts into things. Life is a miracle. You are a miracle. So start treating yourself and life like the miracle you are and like life really is. It's time to start having fun. Now, if it is your desire to start having fun down here on planet Earth, and it is your desire to achieve a state of freedom, fulfillment, personal empowerment, where you are happy every single day, and you are immensely healthy and wealthy and excited about life, and every day is an amazing adventure of creation, then I want to hear from you. First of all, if you're already tuned in, tapped in, and turned on, then I want to play with you, and I want to co-create with amazing things with you. And together we can empower our fellow master spirits in human bodies on planet Earth so that they can have more fun, freedom, and fulfillment on planet Earth. Or if you're still getting tuned in, tapped in, and turned on, still needing a little bit of nudging guidance in that direction, and you'd like to achieve the level of mastery where every day you're getting happier and happier and more healthy and more wealthy, then I would like to help you get focused in your optimal direction. I'd like to offer you a free guidance coaching session to help you powerfully start creating improvement. The improvement that you want in your life right now. So just go to freesession.info and let's get together for your free no obligation session valued at $97. Let's you and I work and play together and help you become a powerful creator of your desires and your physical reality. And let's change the world. That's freesession.info. I look forward to meeting you. I look forward to working and playing with you. And I look forward to seeing you make your dreams come true. And I look forward to seeing you at the top. And I look forward to seeing you on the beaches of the world, baby. And I emphatically recommend becoming a master of meditation and affirmations by getting stuck in. That's a classic Aussie one for you. To fully get stuck in to my daily success ritual series at successrituals.info, which is currently free but will soon become for sale only and is valued at $997, or really it's valued at $1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 Happiness is priceless. So how can you put a price on happiness, fulfillment, and prosperity? So get access to this amazing video and podcast series and become a master meditator and a master affirmer to manifest your dreams, desires, happiness, and fulfillment in your life. It's free now, so go get access now, or you're going to have to pay later. There's a link in this post for you to get it. Thanks for watching this video, listening to this podcast. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happiness, health, wealth, and abundance and freedom that you desire. Go get yourself a free copy of my Top 10 Secrets of Success. Thanks again for watching my video, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!